At the hearing, daycare providers wondered if they'd have to raise rates to cover the added expense of employees' paid sick leave. Others wondered if a doctor's note would be required. Some suggested that sick leave be measured in hours, not days, and there were requests the proposal include certain segments of the public sector which don't get sick leave, people like crossing guards. The suggestion heard most often, though, was simple: get some sort of sick leave for every job. Mike Keto is a teaching assistant at the UW-Madison. He also bartends.
The difference between those two didn't really occur to me until a day that I was sick, that I was able to take off from teaching but not able to take off from bartending. And so I didn't infect my students, but I did sneeze in your cocktails. And I'm sorry for it.
Not all the speakers were that lighthearted in their pleas for a citywide policy on paid sick leave. Robert Craig's the union spokesperson for Service Employees International.
Earlier in the century, we came to the recognition that certain practices like child labor were so unethical that we need to remove it from competition. We cannot be saying that to get competitive advantage, you should not provide any sick time.
Because the grassroots forum was held by those who support sick leave, critics generally made themselves scarce. However, small business owners have not been quiet. They say it's an unfair expense they don't want to bear. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.